Our story today is called One Day It'll Be You by Adele Renee. Twice this week I've watched an elderly individual fade into the busy life in which we all live. One man just needed Panadol for his wife, but the shop assistant simply said, "It's in aisle 6. But he struggled to navigate the supermarket, and as I watched him go in the wrong direction, I left all my groceries and took him where he needed to go. Today, I watched an elderly man struggle in the heat who obviously had a fall with a huge scrape and some blood on his leg. He walked past people in the cafe while he slowly made his way to his car. Not one person stopped, or looked, or acknowledged him. I took him to his car and checked that he was okay. He told me he had a fall and wasn't sure how the air conditioning worked in his car, so he just didn't use it. I sat with him till his air conditioning kicked in and heard him talk about that old frail body that he's in, that it fails him now every single day. When you see an elderly person walking down the street, searching in the supermarket or struggling with their car, take a minute out of your busy schedule and ask them if they need a hand. Think about your grandparents and your parents and how angry you'd be if someone didn't stop to help them. But more, think of them as you. Once upon a time, they were you. They were busy. They had work. They had children. They were able. Today, they're just an older body that's not going as fast as it used to. And this busy life is confusing. They deserve our utmost respect and consideration. For one day, it'll be you. From Exodus 20:12, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.